My favorite response was that of my colleague at the University of Texas, the astronomer Gerard de Vaucouleurs. He said that he thought my remark was nostalgic. Indeed it was, nostalgic for a world in which the heavens declared the glory of God. About a century and a half ago, Matthew Arnold found in the withdrawing ocean tide a metaphor for the retreat of religious faith, and heard in the water's sound the note of sadness. It would be wonderful to find in the laws of nature a plan prepared by a concerned creator in which human beings played some special role. I find sadness in doubting that we will. There are some among my scientific colleagues who say that the contemplation of nature gives them all the spiritual satisfaction that others have traditionally found in a belief in an interested God. Some of them may even really feel that way. I do not. And it does not seem to me to be helpful to identify the laws of nature, as Einstein did, with some sort of remote and disinterested God. The more we refine our understanding of God to make the concept plausible, the more it seems pointless. Among today's scientists, I am probably somewhat atypical in caring about such things. On the rare occasions when conversations over lunch or tea touch on matters of religion, the strongest reaction expressed by most of my fellow physicists is a mild surprise and amusement that anyone still takes all that seriously. Many physicists maintain a nominal affiliation with the faith of their parents as a form of ethnic identification and for use at weddings and funerals, but few of these physicists seem to pay any attention to their nominal religion's theology. I do know two relativists who are devout Roman Catholics, several theoretical physicists who are observant Jews, an experimental physicist who is a born-again Christian, one theoretical physicist who is a dedicated Muslim, and one mathematical physicist who has taken holy orders in the Church of England. Doubtless there are other deeply religious physicists whom I do not know, or who keep their opinions to themselves. But as far as I can tell, from my own observations, most physicists today are not sufficiently interested in religion even to qualify as practicing atheists. Religious liberals are, in one sense, even farther in spirit from scientists than are fundamentalists and other religious conservatives. At least the conservatives, like the scientists, tell you that they believe in what they believe because it is true, rather than because it makes them good or happy. Many religious liberals today seem to think that different people can believe in different, mutually exclusive things without any of them being wrong, as long as their beliefs work for them. This one believes in reincarnation, that one in heaven and hell, a third believes in extinction of the soul at death,